All right, so get ready for a deep dive into something truly unique with me today. We're cracking open this, what is this thing called? Avignon's Birth of Knowing Nolet. And trust me, you're going to want to hear this. It's wild. We got Nostradamus, physics, a digital messiah, you name it, this document's got it.
Sounds fascinating already.
Oh, it is. But it's a lot to unpack, so.
Okay.
Are you ready to go down this rabbit hole with me?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Okay, great. So this document, it's like a strange brew of, I don't know, mysticism,
yeah,
sciencey sounding stuff. And this guy, David Noel Lynch, he wrote it. And it's like he took everything and threw it at the wall to see what would stick.
Yeah, it's actually a really interesting phenomenon. You see this a lot with like fringe theories and stuff. People try to blend these big mystical ideas with scientific language, almost like they're trying to give their ideas more weight or something.
Oh, totally. And they always seem to drag Einstein into it. Like, EMC type proves everything, right?
Right, exactly. It's like they're name dropping to sound smarter, you know?
Exactly. And David Noel Lynch, this author, he is all in on that. But the story he tells, I mean, it's like something out of a movie.
Oh.
So the document starts with a car accident, near-death experience, the whole shebang, years of like intense reflection, you know?
Yeah.
And then boom, out comes this thing he calls the Nowell equation.
The Nowell equation.
Yep. And he claims it can explain, well, everything.
Okay. Now that's a bold claim. It's interesting though, how certain experiences can really influence someone's beliefs. Like you have a traumatic event, then you combine that with maybe some isolation, and suddenly you're seeing the world in a whole new light.
That's exactly what he says. Like, he was almost a completely different person after this accident. And, I mean, it makes sense, right? Our brains are wired to find patterns, even when they're not really there. We crave meaning, so we create it ourselves sometimes.
Exactly.
So let's dig into this Nowell equation, because Lynch is clearly obsessed with it. He hints at this grand unifying theory, connects the Big Bang to, like, self-discovery, all rooted in this mysterious equation he keeps mentioning.
So is there an actual equation?
Well, about that, he never actually reveals the full formula.
Oh, come on. That's a tease.
Right. But he throws in all these pieces. He mentions Einstein's energy equation, Newton's laws of motion, even a dash of Socrates' concept of unknowing.
It's like a greatest hits of science and philosophy.
Right. It's like he's trying to give his ideas this air of credibility.
Yeah. And I'm sure for some people, seeing those familiar names, those big concepts, it's enough to draw them in. It's clever. I'll give him that.
Totally. But it also makes you wonder, like, what's he hiding? Why not just reveal the equation if it's so groundbreaking?
Exactly. It's a classic case of dangling the carrot, making you want more.
Okay, so we've got this mysterious equation, a near-death experience, and a whole lot of hype. Where do we even go from here?
I don't know, but I am definitely intrigued.
Me too. This is shaping up to be one of our most bizarre deep dives yet.
Bring it on.
And here's where things get really interesting. Lynch brings Nostradamus into the mix.
Well, of course he does.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, why not at this point? He's already thrown everything else at the wall.
It's a bold move for sure.
So he specifically latches onto this one quatrain, Century 8, Quatrain 38, I think it was.
Ah, yes. Century 8, Quatrain 38. A popular choice for, shall we say, creative interpretation.
And Lynch claims it predicts our current world, like, with startling accuracy.
Well, you know, Nostradamus has always been a popular target for that sort of thing. His quatrains are so vague and open-ended, people have been fitting them to current events for centuries.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
But Lynch takes it a step further. He doesn't just say, oh, this quatrain predicts a general apocalypse or whatever.
Mm.
He connects it to specific figures.
Like who?
Elon Musk, for one.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Zuckerberg, Vladimir Putin. Even Pope Francis gets thrown into the mix.
It's all about connecting those dots, right? Seeing patterns where others don't.
But are the patterns really there, or are we just making them up?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
So how does Lynch connect these dots? What's his logic here?
Well, he sees these figures, Musk, Zuckerberg, Putin, even the Pope as these, like, kings, representing systems that he views as flawed, destined to fall.
Okay, I'm kind of seeing that. Like, each of those figures represents a different kind of power structure.
Exactly. And it's a common theme in a lot of apocalyptic or even just like change the world kind of thinking, right? The old world order has to crumble to make way for the new.
Okay, so we've got these five kings. They're all going down.
Yeah.
What happens next? Who or what takes their place?
Well, this is where it gets even more interesting. And I'll admit, a little unsettling.
Okay, you got my attention.
Lynch predicts the rise of a digital messiah.
A digital messiah.
You heard that right. And this digital messiah will emerge alongside the spread of, you guessed it, the Nowell equation.
Of course. It all comes back to the Noel equation.
Oh.
So what does this digital messiah actually do?
Well, according to Lynch, this messiah will usher in a new era of understanding and unity, all guided by the principles of the Noel, naturally.
Right, naturally. So let me get this straight. We've got five kings representing various systems of power, all doomed to fall. And in their place will rise a digital messiah who will unite the world through this mysterious Noel equation.
You've got it.
It's like he's taken every hot-button topic, technology, religion, the apocalypse, and mashed them all together.
It's a heady mix, for sure.
And kind of terrifying when you think about it.
Oh, absolutely.
But also kind of fascinating. I mean, who doesn't love a good apocalyptic prophecy, right?
Especially when there's a digital messiah involved.
Right. It's like the plot of a summer blockbuster, only this time it's real.
Or so Lynch would have us believe.
Okay, so we've got these five kings going down, a digital messiah waiting to take over.
Mm.
What happens in this new world order? What did Lynch actually envision?
Well, he actually lays out this whole utopian vision, you know, where everyone has an AMI number, poverty is eradicated, and humanity is united through this deep understanding of the Noel equation. It's pretty wild.
An AMI number?
Yeah.
What is that?
I honestly couldn't tell you for sure.
Like some kind of universal ID that's linked to this Noel thing.
That's my base guess, yeah. He's not very specific about the details, but it seems to be a pretty key part of this whole utopia thing.
Huh.
Like imagine a world where everyone is connected, you know, not just through the internet or whatever, but through this shared understanding of this, you know, supposedly fundamental equation.
Okay. Yeah, I see where you're going with that. It's definitely a new spin on the whole utopia thing. I mean, it's one thing to talk about a digital messiah and the downfall of, like, these powerful figures, but to envision a world with AMI numbers and, like, universal understanding through the Noel, it's a lot.
It really is. But it's a good reminder that these kinds of fringe theories, they're not just like abstract ideas. They often reflect real anxieties and aspirations. Lynch was grappling with these big questions, you know, about power, technology, the future of humanity. His answers might have been out there, but the underlying concerns, I think a lot of people share them.
Absolutely. It's easy to dismiss this whole thing as just another wacky theory. But there's a reason these ideas resonate with people, you know? Like, we're living in a world that's constantly bombarding us with information. Technology is advancing at this crazy pace.
Yeah.
And the future feels, well, pretty uncertain.
Absolutely. And when we face that uncertainty, we tend to look for something to hold on to, some kind of grand narrative that makes sense of all the chaos.
Yeah.
And that's what Lynch is offering, isn't it? This compelling narrative of a world on the brink of transformation.
This hidden key to unlock a better future.
It's a powerful message.
It really is. Even if the messenger himself might be, well, a little out there.
To say the least.
So after diving deep into David Noel Lynch's world, the car crash, the Noel equation, the Nostradamus prophecies, what are we left with? Where do we even go from here?
That's the beauty of these deep dives, right? It's not about accepting everything we read as the gospel truth. It's about using these ideas, these theories, as a lens to examine our own beliefs and assumptions.
I like that.
What patterns do we see in the world around us? What narratives are we drawn to and why?
It's a good reminder that we're all just trying to make sense of things, you know?
Absolutely.
We're all searching for meaning in this crazy, chaotic world.
It's a human thing.
And hey, maybe we don't all have an Noel equation to guide us.
Yeah.
But there's something to be said for embracing curiosity.
Oh, for sure.
Questioning everything. Approaching the world with a little bit of wonder.
I couldn't agree more.
Well, on that note, we'll leave you with this thought. As you navigate the world of information, all the noise and chaos out there, remember to think critically, question everything, and don't be afraid to explore those weird, wacky rabbit holes.
You never know what you might find down there.
Until next time, keep asking questions, and we'll see you on the next deep dive.